Welcome to episode 79 of the Livonia and Sarah podcast. Each week we explore holistic ways to enhance our health and wellness, both body and mind. Join us as we not only strive to improve our well-being, but as we navigate creating a simpler, yet fearless and more meaningful life. I'm Livonia.
And I'm Sarah. And on today's episode, we're talking about achieving happiness. Is it a pipe dream or a realistic expectation? What can we do to invite more happiness into our lives? We all want to feel happier, but is it really possible? And are there things you can do to make you feel happier? Why does happiness seem to come so easily to some, but not others? Are there blockers to prevent you from experiencing true happiness? That's the question, Livonia.
That's a million-dollar question.
It is.
The elusive happiness. But before we get into that, how did you do with challenge? Remind me what it was.
So it was to find areas of our lives to simplify. And I have done all right, actually. So some examples from my week were, I've done time blocking in my day, which has definitely helped because I have a lot going on. And so
yes,
for me, I've created a planner and I've literally time blocked my entire
day. It looks pretty
day.
Too.
It's definitely color coded. How did you guess?
Right.
So I've done that, which has definitely simplified things. One thing I've been really mindful of is when I'm driving, I've been clearing my mind while I've been doing that, because I don't know about you, but when I'm driving, all I do is think mm-hmm. all the time. And I get out from that drive, I'm exhausted because I've been
all
like,
that, and you think, oh,
how
God,
did I get
hopefully
here?
Hopefully I didn't run mm-hmm. a red light.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
How did I get here?
So I've been, not necessarily all the time, but I've been working really hard on just having a completely clear mind for at least part of that journey when I'm doing my driving. So that's really simplified things because I feel a lot calmer when I get
You're
out.
You're not leaning out the window going,
yeah. Yeah. Sticking fingers up at everybody.
Sarah likes to drive fast.
I don't. I do not. I beg to differ. I do not. What car did I have when you came to stay?
Was it that big car? One.
Yeah, I don't have that
it
anymore.
It was like
the
go
Land Rover.
And
yeah.
stop. It was two speeds.
I will admit, when I had the big one, I drove a lot faster. Since I have my smaller car, I don't know why, but I just go a lot more calm now. I don't drive fast anymore. I'm a changed
It's like
woman.
Your car, that other one was as wide as those little streets.
Yeah. Well, maybe that was why. Maybe it's because I thought I'm coming through, you're going to have to get out of the way.
Right.
But anyway, yeah. I don't do that now.
Okay.
And the third thing I did was we had a long weekend. So we had a bank holiday Monday. And I woke up and thought, I've got
a
list
a
of chores. It is a good start. I'm grateful for that. I've got a list of things as long as my arm that I could or should be doing. Mm. And I chose to ignore them for 2 hours. And I watched a movie on Netflix and just sat in my front room.
Very decadent.
Do you know, I can't remember the last time I did it. So I sat with the dogs and just watched a really easy film. And
nice.
It was like a real, I thought, this is what people do to just have a simple life and enjoy themselves. They basically.
They get up, they stay in their pajamas
and they
watch television
exactly
all day.
That. I was in my pajamas.
And they ignore
like,
everything else.
It really felt quite simple. I was like, you know what? Now I get it. Now I understand what people are doing. So.
Okay, we've created a monster.
Mm-hmm. That's what I've done. Yeah. So there you go. Those three examples. There will be plenty of others. But how about you? Did you create some?
I had three things too. Mine is my morning routine, which is quite simple, and the whole basic thing. You know, get up when the alarm goes off, make the bed, throw laundry on if I need to, work out, shower, feed dog. Just simple, but doing those things makes a big difference. It's a really good start to my day. And then I've been, like you were doing, a bit of time blocking, choosing two to three tasks to work on. It's usually more than that, but like three of the biggest things that I have to do. And then, you know, so I've been doing that and then trying to do that, try not to get overwhelmed by everything.
Or sidetracked. Yes.
Yeah, get a little sidetracked sometimes.
Yeah.
And then I've started with a bit of a nighttime routine. I mean, I do have that, get clothes out for the next day. But I do try and do some stretching. I make sure I've got a to-do list done for the next day, so I'm not going to bed thinking about that. clothes ready, just make sure the house is tidy, run the vacuum cleaner through like I did the other night, wash the floor. Just, little things like that. They don't take very long to do, but they're done. So one, you don't have to think of it. And I don't know, it just makes the next day a bit easier. So I'm liking this whole simplifying things.
It is
And
nice,
I'm
isn't
definitely
it?
doing it with spending money. It's like, do you really need
Do you
that
need
though?
to?
Do you need it or do you want it? So yeah. So just the basic definition of happiness is like, what is happiness? The experience of joy, contentment, or positive well-being combined with a sense that one's life is good, meaningful, and worthwhile. Now, I think we all strive for that. And sometimes I think there's pressure to feel that. But I also think, like, it's a societal norm that you'll feel happy when, you'll feel happy when you lose the weight, when you get the car you want, when you buy the house you want, And I think there's happiness in small moments. That's where I find that, yes, it's great. And I'd be very happy if I won $300 million in lotto tomorrow, but until that happens,
There's a
I
journey to
think,
be had.
yeah, and I think it was thinking, in putting this together, I was thinking about times when I felt truly happy, and I think, after talking to a friend with a friend, or getting off the phone to a family member or whatever, but often my happiest times are in nature, like a walk on the beach or just being in the ocean minus the sharks. Just thought I'd throw that out there. I like being outside when it's not really hot. There is, I do have
Bit of a heat
set
wave.
rules where they go. It can't be over a certain temperature. There can't be any bugs. But anyway, generally speaking, I do like being outside and in nature. Just going for a walk in the woods or something. Just, those sort of things can make you feel happier. Yeah. What about you? What do you got?
When I think about it, I can think of specific moments when I felt particularly happy. And one of the things that really surprised me, I think, was during lockdown number one here in the UK, obviously back in 2020, my birthday was right at the beginning of that. Like, we were in the deep of lockdown. You weren't even allowed to breathe outside. It was like,
Right,
I was like, okay. This is going to be a different sort of birthday then. So ordinarily, my family routines are the wider family. We all get together. We always go out for a meal. That's kind of,
cake.
we have cake. That's the kind of the routine that we go for. And even sometimes go out and spend a day out doing something. Obviously, couldn't do any of that in lockdown, but my sister did an amazing job. She arranged for each of the three households that we're going to involve. So myself and my son, her household, and my parents, we all had the same cake, bless her. She'd got this little cake organized. We're all on FaceTime. It happened to be Easter Day as well at the same time. So it was like this mega joint sort of celebration. But we're all on FaceTime and we all had lit the candles at the same time and they sang me happy birthday, but we could all share in having the cake. Do you know what? It was, I genuinely, one of the nicest birthdays I have ever had. And the weirdest part of that is it was so simple because I didn't go anywhere. Yes, it helped that the weather was glorious during the lockdown for that period. So it was really sunny. My son was home, but I think it's because I didn't have to rush anywhere. I didn't have this whole sort of stress around tidying the house before someone comes around because I want it to look a certain way. Anyway,
Do you
whatever
think
the
it's because you
reason,
didn't have expectations either?
maybe.
Your expectations are probably pretty low considering, that you couldn't see
Go
people for,
anywhere.
like meet up in person.
So we had this sort of, the little gathering on FaceTime to have the cake. And then
Nice.
my son and I just watched a movie together in the front room in the evening, which doesn't happen very often because he's off going, doing this, that, and the other.
Right,
And I
right.
genuinely had such a lovely day
Oh, so
that
nice.
I thought that in its essence, I think, is what brings me happiness, is the simplicity of things. It's a shared experience of things. So I really love baking a cake and then having the whole, performance, I
Cake to
suppose, of the
eat.
cake. Well, yeah, but bringing it out, that whole
Right,
da
yeah.
sort of
Ta-da.
thing. And I love that. I love birthdays being special. So I can't remember, did I talk about this? That this year I put my own balloons and banners up for my own birthday? Because did I talk about that? I don't know. But I just made the decision that I always do this for everybody else, like whoever.
So why not
I
do it for
make a real effort.
yourself?
And I suddenly thought, in the interests of loving myself in the same way as I love
Oh,
everybody
I like
else. So the night before I went to bed, I put banners and balloons up. And I made sure that my light was off before midnight so that I could actually genuinely wake up on my birthday. I didn't
like
crash
as if
into
the
my birthday
fairies had
day.
been there and done that. Oh, I'm doing that. I'm stealing that idea this
And
year.
I
Yeah.
chose balloons that I loved for my own, like rose gold color. And they were
Nice.
literally six balloons, Livonia. I didn't do like a balloon arch or
Yeah,
anything.
but you know,
But
yeah.
so that's what makes me happy. It's the enjoyment of the little special things. And there's many other things. I love baking, so I love making muffins or cupcakes. I love doing work like gardening and being out in my garden. But when I think about them, they're always because they turn into little mini events for me rather than a chore. Because you could say that
Right.
I'm like, oh, I have to make a cake, it's a chore, or I have to go and do the weeding, it's a chore.
That's where mindfulness comes into
Yeah, I
it,
turn them
doesn't
into
it?
something which is an enjoyable
Enjoyable. Yeah.
experience, and that's what brings me happiness. Everyone is going to be different, I know that. But for me, that's a few
Yeah.
examples of what brings me happiness.
I had put down like things that can help you feel happier. And I think these get overlooked because people generally think it's something tangible, like, you know, something material. But eating good food because it's good for your, you know, your brain and your overhaul, overall state of mind.
Overall,
Yeah.
yeah,
Getting a good night's sleep, which clearly I didn't have last night. And, you know, like I've been saying, mindfulness, using mindfulness and gratitude, which sounds a bit wanky, but, you know, I think that it helps being grateful for what you have in the here and now, even if it might not be how you want the rest of your life to be. But just like you said, the simple things, just appreciating the simple things. And I think people are told, like, to strive for happiness. There's so many books on positive thinking, things that you can do to feel better about yourself, feel better about, you know, the world, how to create a happier life. So there's a big market for it. But I think something that gets overlooked is that when you're grieving and you're heartbroken, you don't have to think positively or think, oh, this happened for a reason. You have to let yourself be sad. You have to let yourself grieve. And I think that that's really important. And you know, and you don't have to put on that
Paper over
false.
it all.
You
No.
don't know. And I think that that's something that people really need to think about. You know, after a death, you need to grieve. After a breakup, it's okay to be sad and give yourself some time. I mean, don't furnish hell, but allow yourself to go through it. So, you know, you don't always have to be happy because if you're always happy, then what?
Do you know, and I think also there's a difference between being happy. So, I mean, being happy is such a, what is that? But what
Right.
we're describing is moments of happiness.
Happiness.
And each of those moments, I call them glimmer moments, but each of
Right.
those glimmer moments, rather than a trigger moment, because a trigger feels like something that sends you down a path that can feel all of the other emotions. So a glimmer moment, they add up, you know, and it might be that 95% of your day was utter crap.
Right.
I had a shitty day yesterday. I really did. They're just one thing after another. I could feel the energy in the world. It's just like, what is going on? Because everything I kept coming across, like, it feels like an odd day. But yet, there were a couple of things that I thoroughly enjoyed, genuinely made me feel happy. And I was like, and that's the difference. Okay. So could I say, was I happy yesterday? No.
Not overall, no.
Did I have moments of happiness? Yes. And I think that is sometimes enough. And even as you're describing, when you're going through really horrendous times, whether it's anxiety, worry, grieving, there can still be moments of happiness with inside those. And sometimes you feel guilty about that, don't you? You feel like, I shouldn't feel happy, you know, I should be feeling all of these other emotions. But we're complex human beings, you know, we're not made up of a single thought or a single emotion. You know, you can love and hate at the same time. There's all of these things. So give yourself the space to feel what you're feeling, but understand that there's these moments that you can bank and maybe you can come back to. A bit like me coming back to that lockdown birthday, it was so lovely. I can remember it as clearly as if it was yesterday, because
not that Sarah wants another lockdown.
I do not.
No,
because that was, this is
just
the
putting
thing,
it out
right?
there, universe.
Lockdown was not a good place for me. It was not.
No.
But yet, what I have got is some happy memories from it. And that's the point. You know, was it a happy time? No, it wasn't. But I have happy moments. And so happiness is an odd thing because, like you say, people, society paint it as having to be a happy person. And you are happy, like
It's the
exactly
goal.
that, when you've
It's
got
the
all the
goal.
things. You've got the promotion, you've got the car, you've got the whatever. Or when I'm thinner, that's the one we always say. Or when I'm thinner, I'll wear this or I'll do that.
And I'll feel happier.
It's an okay. Well, you might.
But meanwhile, I can still have happy moments,
It's the
like you
journey,
said.
and we have talked about this, you know, and the journey is something that we have to find happy moments through, because otherwise this end result may not be worth it, because it was so, you know, I'm not saying there's going to be things that are not difficult. So exercise we might hate, but we do it anyway. Or, you know, making choices on food that we prefer to have something else, but we know it's not going to help us, so we don't have it. Again, not everything is always going to be easy or happy, but I think if you can reframe happiness into that, into maybe a collection of moments that then create a bank of feeling happy, rather than saying I am always a happy person, because that's not realistic, is it?
No, and it's also not realistic just to sit there thinking the happiness is going to come to you. Because again, like I said, it comes down to mindset, because there's people living in poverty, in abusive relationships, people that are told that they have like a fatal disease. And for them to get through those things, it's a mindset thing. And to try and find moments somewhere in there to feel some sort of joy. And if you watch the like the Paralympics, the Invictus Games, that will show you what adjusting your mindset can do, you know, against all
Absolutely.
odds. They're athletes, you know, and they've become athletes. You know, they don't have legs, but they've become athletes. But sitting around waiting for the world to miraculously drop something wonderful in your lap is not going to happen
Well, that's
for
the
the
thing,
most
it's
part.
action again, isn't it? And then when you're feeling those other, so I wrote down the things which are anti-happiness, and the things that I wrote down was comparison. Comparison brings you
Thief of joy.
anti-happiness. Oh, competition. Because do you know what? It isn't a competition. You do what you want for your own life. Jealousy, anti-happiness. Bitterness, I think. Don't you think there's a lot of bitter people out there? And then that definitely is the antithesis of happiness. Complaining, that we talked about in an episode before, constant complaining, and then sit alongside that negativity. So, you know, we all have those thoughts, emotions at some point. Of course we do. But what I thought was, so what do I do when I'm feeling that? Or, and as we say, the caveat, this is not people that are living and going through depression or anxiety, or have, or currently found themselves in, you know, a really awful grief. We're talking about the everyday. But what do I do when I'm feeling like that? And I can remember, you know, many, many times that I feel like that. I realize that I'm in control of my choices. And like you said, the mindset that you get to choose how you're going to think. But what I then try to do is I try to find what actions I'm going to put against those things. So if I'm feeling stuck in any which way, find an action that I can allocate against that. And then all of a sudden, don't you feel a bit happier once you start to put action in place? It's
Because you're
quite,
doing something to help yourself.
Yeah.
I think that people look for happiness with other people too, don't you?
Oh,
You
yes,
know
like
how you
someone
hear
else
people
owns it
say,
for them.
right, like you hear people say, oh, you complete me. Get me a bucket. But like, you don't need another person to make you happy. If you can't be happy with yourself, you're never going to be truly happy with somebody else. And I think that is so important. Make yourself happy. So start small. Also, and I think this gets overlooked, one of the first and best things I think that anybody that wants to try and feel a bit happier is to get up and move their body if they can, to exercise. Because, like you just said, even though you don't like it, the feeling of being, of doing it or after the fact does bring me joy, even if it's a walk or a swim or whatever. It makes a big difference, releases endorphins, dopamine, all of that. So, I mean, it is scientifically backed, but I think moving can make a really big difference. Not moving houses, that probably could too, but just move your body, because sitting around, is never going to give you any joy.
But all of these things are self-care, aren't they? So the movement, and so for me, it may not be the endorphins necessarily from the exercise, but what I do get is the realization that I have invested some time in myself. And alongside that self-care bit, dressing nicely like we've spoken about, doing your own sort of skincare routine, all of those little investments are adding love to yourself, and that's what makes you ha feel happier, because you sort of go, you know what, I'm actually caring for myself, I'm actually looking after myself. And on those drudgy days when you feel utter shit, if you get up and have a shower and put some clean clothes on, you instantly feel better. And that's just a little example of how you can start to make changes to bring moments of happiness into your life, which in turn will add up to you feeling more happy.
I think, like, starting small, don't think about the big things, like when you lose all the weight, lose 2 pounds, feel happy about that, rejoice in that. And work from there. I don't know if you can learn to be happy or
I
whether
think
you
you
can
can
recognize
learn.
moments of
I
it.
think you can learn that, those little moments that you've created that create this bank of happiness, you can suddenly realize, if I do those more, I am going to feel happier. So you don't realize that actually, by you have to create time for these things, or introduce these things, or create action to bring them in. Because if you keep doing the same shit every day, you're going to feel the same way,
Same way
and that
every
is the
day.
end of it. I mean, there's
Nothing's
nothing
going to
else.
change.
No, I think fear can be a blocker as well, can't it, to happiness? I think people are quite, I've been quite nervous almost to show that you're happy. Or I definitely have had moments of, and this might be odd, but I'm sure other people do the same thing. If I'm going to be happy, or I'm going to show that I'm happy, something bad might come along to counteract that.
Superstition
Yeah,
type.
and almost like, oh, I don't want to say it because then it's going to go wrong. Or if I say that I'm happy now, does that mean that I'm tempting fate and it's going to go wrong, or someone's going to take it away from me? I know not everyone feels like that, but I genuinely have felt like that on many, many
I think a lot of
occasions.
people do.
And that robs you. That robs you of the joy and the happiness, because you like, for God, just enjoy it for what it is now, and don't, and try not to worry about the future, because who knows what that's even going to look like. And and even fear of other people's judgment of what they think you're going to look like, or what you're doing, and it doesn't suit what they're going to do. Again, forget what other people think. This is your journey, your life, your choice. You do what makes you happy, short of hurting someone else. But and I think there's so many blockers that are in the path of enjoyment and happiness, that the people, for me, like we sort of said at the beginning of this, how are some people so seemingly happy so often? I think from observing those people, is what they're doing is they're choosing to not let other things or people get in their way. So they're quite happy to make their own choices, and they don't care what other people think. Or they're quite happy to leave those chores today because it means they're going to go and have a nice time and to do some other things. Whereas people like me, they're like, oh, I have to do all of that first before I can enjoy myself. And guess what? There's no bloody day left. And then you're like, it. I've
It
just
does
spent that.
make me happy getting things done, though, I have to
That's true.
say.
You see, and that's the other thing. I love having a clean home, and I love having the organization. So
I love having
sometimes,
my list things
yeah,
ticked off.
ticked off. So sometimes that does bring me happiness, but not to the cost of never
Want to
doing anything
skip down the
else.
street.
Skip.
Remember when you were a kid, you used to skip because you would, you
I
know,
know.
you felt joy. And
Left the
that's something
ground.
like, think about the times when you really truly felt happy. What were you doing?
Yeah.
Were they big things? Because I think that's the thing that and I said that earlier, that we wrap happiness around in material things. The when I get, when I have, when I
Yeah.
do this. And I think that that's not always the case. People can be happy living in the same town, the same village, doing
You
the
don't have
same
to do anything
thing.
different.
And, you know, and that doesn't suit everybody. I think that that sounds really boring, but they're happy. Some people are happy because they know no different. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah,
we
true.
see things that people have and think, oh, that would be so nice. Other people don't necessarily see that. In some countries, though, they may not have the wealth, that, you know, the country may not have the wealth, but the people are happy because they have community, they have family, they have friends, they, you know, they rejoice in the, like, you know, you were saying, in the simple things. They
Yeah.
don't want for things necessarily. So yeah, so I think anybody that wants to bring more happiness into their life, think about the times when you felt truly happy. You know, appreciate the little things, the smell of a freshly brewed cup of coffee. That makes me happy. A walk along the beach, laugh with a friend. These things all add happiness to your life. And I think
Yeah.
that's what's important, is the moments, like you were saying. It's not
Well, I wrote
necessarily a
down
whole day.
a couple of suggestions for people as well, because if they sort of think I don't know where to start, I sort of took
Right.
the some of the pointers that we said is the description of happiness. So I took contentment or satisfaction, and then that sort of basically leads to positivity, gratitude, fulfillment. It's like, so what are the things we can do to add more of those things into our lives then? So positivity, just an example, I thought, let go of the victim mentality
Yeah,
and create an
definitely.
action plan. So whenever you
Yeah.
catch yourself, and I'm sure we all do it every now and then, in that victim role, just go, you know what? What are the action points I can do to get myself out of this situation? So that's a positive way. Gratitude, I think that it's really quite important to look at what you have got rather than what you haven't, because it doesn't have to make a difference when you actually have a proper look and realize, you know what, I am lucky really on what I've got compared to so many other people. And fulfillment, I was like, do something that brings you some fulfillment. That could be anything, but to give you some suggestions, volunteering, it can make you feel really good when you do something for someone else. Gardening, get out there and experience nature and being out in something that you enjoy. A hobby, start a new one, resurrect an old one. And some acts of kindness that can make you feel really happy. Passing on an act of kindness, you know,
Helping a neighbor or something, or an
paying for
elderly
someone's coffee
person.
that's behind you, go and get the, if you're going shopping and someone else can't go and do their shopping for them. It doesn't have to cost you any money. So there's some suggestions of things that you can add in to your life that will then start to create these little pockets of happiness that will then all add up. And then I also, for me, this is the pointer that I'm going to take, is releasing perfectionism, which we've talked about a whole episode of. But I think that brings so much more happiness. Yes, I love things to be perfect. Yes, I love tidiness, organization, all of those things. However, sometimes letting that go means I've got space to enjoy something else. And so for me, that's a real point to having gone through research and thinking about this episode. It is a choice of what I choose to do and what I don't do. And so releasing some of those things, I think, will bring me more moments of
More joy.
happiness, yeah, into my life.
What's going to be our happiness challenge? You're going to set a challenge for
Yeah,
us.
I am. I've written it. This might be quite a challenge, but I am going to
Oh, better write this
set
one down.
them, write it down. Make a note of one moment each day when you've had a glimmer moment or a glimmer of happiness, but actually write it down. This will help you,
Journal it.
journal it. Will help you build up a bank of happiness, so that you can actually bring that to, you know, in front of you, to your consciousness. But what it will do is make you think about that every day, because your day could pass that by without you realizing that you've had happy moments when you've actually had them. So it brings it to you know, the front of your mind. And then have a look over that, write them down at the end of each day. And then at the end of the week, you've got a whole bank of happiness that you didn't even realize that you had.
Yes, I like that.
So
Okay,
that's our
written it down. I'm
challenge for
going to
this
do
week.
that. Join us next week. Oh gosh, this is the other end of the
It is.
spectrum.
It is.
When we're talking about loneliness, do you struggle to form meaningful connections in today's fast-paced society? Loneliness is on the rise in countries worldwide. It's now a growing epidemic. But maybe you're not as alone as you believe. The opportunity to foster authentic connections might be a bit easier than you think. Thank you for tuning in today. Be sure to check out our website for new posts each week as we dive deeper into each episode. Find links to our Instagram and YouTube channel in the show notes below. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. We truly appreciate your support. Until next week, bye for now.
Bye.